This is Rhema for Today.
And I began to get sick. I felt sick. And finally, I staggered into the room with the last box of books and set it down. And I saw I was about to pass out. I'm about to fall, about to faint. And I positioned myself where I'd, because I couldn't see anything until I fell across the bed, or I would have fallen to the floor. And I just momentarily blanked out, tell you the truth about it, and I fell across the bed. Whatever my wife was doing, she jumped up and run over there, and then I'm back too, but I'm sick, as we say down in Texas, sick as a horse. You understand that expression, sick as a horse? You know what that means? See, a horse is big, that means sick big. That's what that means, sick as a horse. Now you know, don't you? See, that's a good Texas, Oklahoma colloquial expression. Sick as a horse.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagen with his teaching, God's Anointed Word.
And God don't show you things for just to go tell even the people you're mentioned to always. He shows you so you'll know how to work on them. And that's the reason to take you a little time on some of them. Because you see, you know where the problem is, but just because I know it don't work, see, they've got to know. Say it out loud, the anointing breaks the yoke.
Breaks the yoke.
The word of God is anointed.
Is anointed.
The anointed word still works today.
Still works today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. See? Well, now, here's this woman that's talking about. Hadn't walked, you remember her? Don't forget her. 4 years, tied to the chair. Oh, yeah, I've read those scriptures. Yeah, no, that's in there. Fine, said. But this, look here again now. Read that verse out loud to me. She's sitting there, helpless, hadn't walked. Read it again. I'd read it, pointed out to her, but now you read it to me. Who his own self, by our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Oh yeah, I believe that. Knew she didn't, but no use telling her to turn her off. I want to keep her turned on, so I don't tell her. I said, read that last statement of that verse. Read it out loud. She read, by whose stripes ye were healed. I said, read that again. Read it out loud. She read, by whose stripes ye were healed. I said, read that out loud. Read it again. Right there in front of the whole crowd, whole congregation. She's sitting there, you see. She read, by whose stripes ye were healed. I said, read it again. Read it out loud. She read, by whose stripes ye were healed. I said, may I ask you a question? Yeah. I said, is were past tense, present tense, or future tense? And she looked at me in amazement. See, I could see the light suddenly dawned on her. She said, why, it's past tense. Well, she said, if we were healed, I was. I said, that's right. That's what I want you to believe. See, she thought she believed that scripture all the time. She didn't believe it at all. She didn't believe I was healed. She said, if I was healed, then I am healed. I said, that's what I want you to believe. While you're still sitting here crippled. While you haven't, as we say down in Texas, haven't moved a peg. You know what I mean by that, move on a peg? In other words, you haven't moved a bit. Still bound, still tied to a chair. I want you to start believing I was healed. Back there. When the stripes are laid on Jesus. And if I was healed, I am. I want you to start believing I am healed. Now you see, you tell that to a lot of people. You say, you get that to work for everybody? Yeah, everybody acted on it 100 times out of 100. Yes. But here are folks that said, but I'm not healed yet. Well, see, they don't believe what the Word says. But what if somebody was praying with them to get saved? They said, well, no, I don't believe in the blood of Jesus. Could you ever get them saved? Huh? Huh? Oh, I believe Jesus Christ, all right, came to the world, all right. I even believe he's the Son of God. But I don't believe in that blood business. Could you ever get them saved? No. Well, are you going to get somebody healed and saying, well, no. Get them to believe what the Word says, because it's the Word that's anointed.
That's right.
Well, to make a long story short, it wasn't but just a few minutes. I'd say from the time I started talking to the woman, I'd say within 10 minutes' time, she's a-leaping and a-jumping all over the front of the church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then some folks went off and told a lie on me. They said, you know that fella Hagin, he got a crippled woman healed over there last night. Never done any such of a thing. Jesus healed her nearly 2,000 years ago. She just found out about it last night. Amen. I said, amen.
Praise God.
Now, the anointed word told her, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free, make you free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for the word. So we get people to act on the word if we possibly can. But you see, Christians a lot of times are babies. Babies can't act for themselves. And then there are older Christians a lot of times that have not been taught. And did you know that people can be sick spiritually just like they're sick physically? A sick person has to be waited on. Now I know in 1970, in the month of August, my wife and I went up to Syracuse, New York, to speak in a regional convention of the Full Gospel Businessmen, 15th to the 17th of August of 1970. And then we stayed on up there in upper New York State, speaking to chapter meetings of Full Gospel Businessmen, smaller chapters and larger chapters as well, either breakfast meetings or night banquets. And then we would follow those special meetings, you know, with a seminar in cooperation with Full God Ministries. Now, they couldn't sponsor them, but they could cooperate with them, and they'd set them all up for us, and, you know, just my wife and I. And in the smaller chapters, we'd stay 3 days, and the bigger chapters, we'd stay 6 days, Monday through Saturday. And then Sunday's the only day we had off. And so we'd travel usually on Sunday to get our next appointment. And so then we checked in to, on the 6th of September of 1970, we checked in to the Holiday Inn in Buffalo, New York, just off of the thruway there. They had a room all ready for us there. And actually, we're going to have this Sunday, we traveled over there. We're going to have the rest of the Sunday off. And the morning of Monday, we had a banquet Monday night with the Buffalo chapter, Full Gospel Businessmen. And then we had day services in one of the local churches. But every night in the ballroom of the Holiday Inn, we had night services. And we closed out the next Saturday morning with a breakfast. And then we travel after breakfast, which usually lasted to 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We traveled over to Canada to a Full Gospel Benjamin chapter there, and that night was with them. But we're checking into the Holiday Inn on the 6th day. Remember the first Sunday of 1970 of September? First Sunday was the 6th. So we checked into the Holiday Inn, got our clothes all in and hung up. And then we got some boxes of books, and my wife would sell the books, you know, and so on. And I'd bring them in out of the trunk of the car to check it over, because we'd order. We'd phone back, and they'd send them by express, and you'd get them overnight almost, even up there in New York. And so I began to carry these boxes of books in because I wanted to check them out and all, and I began to get sick. I felt sick. And finally, I staggered into the room with the last box of books and set it out. And I saw I was about to pass out. I'm about to fall. I'm about to faint. And I positioned myself where I couldn't see anything until I fell across the bed, or I would have fallen to the floor. And I just momentarily blanked out, tell you the truth about it. And I fell across the bed. Whatever my wife was doing, she jumped up and run over there. And then I'm back too, but I'm sick, as we say down in Texas, sick as a horse. You understand that expression, sick as a horse? You know what that means? See, a horse is big. That means sick big. That's what that means. Sick as a horse. Now you know, don't you? See, that's a good Texas, Oklahoma colloquial expression. Sick as a horse. And so I said to my wife, I'm sick as a horse. She knew what I meant. I'm sick big. Not only that, but I told her, I said, I'm so sick I'd have to get better to die. I mean, you're so sick, you know, you're afraid you won't die. I mean sick. Well, she laid hands on me and started praying. And I started praying. Now you understand this, that when this first started coming on me, I started doing what I've been doing for 36 years. Acting on Mark 11. When you pray, believe you receive. Now stop and listen and learn a little something. I'd always do this, you see. 36 years. You see, I'd had 36 years and 20 some odd days of divine health. You know, not even been sick. And if I was attacked, I'd always act on God's word and it didn't leave me almost immediately. But I started doing the same thing now and it didn't leave me. It didn't go. I got no better fast. And so I began to say to the Lord, instead of just going on, butting your head against a wall, have some sense.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's 4-CD set titled Releasing God's Power Through Prayer. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Thanksgiving, A Continuous Flow. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled Foundations for Faith. These three items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Can you believe our Christmas lights here on the campus are coming on in about two more weeks.
Yeah, about 2 weeks, just a little over 2 weeks,
yeah,
I believe it is.
That's Wednesday, November the 27th at 6 p.m.
Right.
Oh, my. I can't believe that it's going to be Christmas already. But you can go to rhemalights.org. You know, the pictures really do not do justice of what you have to come and see it in person.
They come from all over, from Kansas and Arkansas.
Yes, Texas.
And all over. We saw some people up in Missouri here a while back, and they said that they come down every year. They make a trip down just to see those Christmas lights.
That's right.
And it's free.
Yes.
Of course, we do have some opportunities if you would like to
donate
to help us keep the lights going. That's available also. But they will be on from November 27th to January the 1st at 11th, from 6 p.m. on the 27th of November to 11:30 p.m. on the 1st
January
of January.
The first. January. Oh, my goodness, 2025. Can you believe it?
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.